20 साल पहले जब रोनिल चंद्रा ने एक राइफलमैन के तौर पर ऑस्ट्रेलिया की सेना में आगमन किया था, तो उस वक्त ऑस्ट्रेलियाई फोर्स में सिर्फ दो चंद्रा थे, एक वो खुद और एक उनके भाई। आज ऑस्ट्रेलिया की डिफेंस फोर्स में न जाने कितने चंद्रा हैं, कितने भारतीय हैं, कितने अन्य देशों के लोग हैं। लेफ्टिनेंट कमांडर रोनिल चंद्रा ऑस्ट्रेलियन नेवी के सैनिक हैं और फिजी भारतीय हैं। हाल ही में वो फिजी में एक मिशन पूरा करके लौटे हैं, तो हमने उनसे बात की, जानना चाहा कि एक फिजी भारतीय का ऑस्ट्रेलियाई सेना में होना क्या मायने रखता है, उनके अनुभव जानने की कोशिश की। और सबसे पहले हमने पूछा कि क्या आप हिंदी बोलते हैं?
My Hindi is very basic, and the reason behind that is I was born in Fiji, in the capital city, Suva. I migrated to Australia when I was 4 years old. For economic reasons, my parents, they knew I would have a good life in Fiji, but also they just wanted to give my brother and myself the best opportunity for us in the future. And so they thought about migrating to Australia early. And initially, I was able to speak Hindi, but when you grow up in a town called Nowra, New South Wales, and the only two Fijian kids in town were myself and my brother, Hindi was slowly lost over time. But the good thing is I do understand Hindi, and so when I do go back home, I know the basics of how to say hello and goodbye and just basic phrases, but mainly understanding all the basic phrases in when I do go back to Fiji, so that way I can still travel around quite comfortably and then engage my family when I'm over there.
So was it a good decision? What do you think now? Did your parents make a good decision moving to Australia?
I think the both countries have their benefits. You know, I always love going back to Fiji because I feel like I'm just at home. I love the culture, the islands, and just the simple lifestyle, and I do miss that. And so every couple of years, I do go back to Fiji just to reset myself and remind myself. Just to enjoy the basic things in life. But also, at the same time, I love what Australia's given me. You know, like my brother and I, we both joined the military. He's a major in the Army, and I'm now a Lieutenant Commander in the Navy. And I think I don't think I could have had all those opportunities if I was just living back in Fiji. And so, yeah, I think both countries have great opportunities, and I do appreciate my time in both countries.
How did military happen? Because we South Asians, when we moved to Australia, and especially our parents, they tend to push us towards being doctors or engineers or go to civil services. How did military happen to you?
A very good question. I think traditionally, my parents would have been happy for me to be a doctor or an engineer or do something in IT. And when I told my dad and my mum that I want to join the Army, I started my career in the Army for the first 18 years and the Navy for the last 3 years. My dad just had these images of Rambo and all these other war movies. And I go, Dad, like the military is not like that. You know, it's quite a safe job. They provide you all that training. And so it's not like what you see in the movies. And that I think the military, when we first joined up, my brother and I, there was only two Chandras in the entire Defence Force, and that was like 20 years ago. But now I look at the email list and on the directory, and there's like over 10 Chandras in the Defence Force, and all these other names from all over the world. And it's just a good example that the Australian Defence Force is a reflection of society. Yeah, with 1 in 4 Australians born overseas, the Defence Force is also a reflection of that. And so, I think, what is the Defence Force? You know, it's a representation of Australia, and Australia is all about new people coming over from all over the world and making new life for themselves. And Defence Force is just part of that.
I still want to know about that moment when this thought occurred to you for the first time. Where were you? You were in college or school when it occurred to you that, no, I want to join Australian Army?
Oh, so very good question. My brother and I, growing up in Nowra, we joined the Boy Scouts and then then we joined the Army Cadets, and then we thought, oh, we'll join the Army Reserves. And then we just did, it was a stepping stone into the full-time military. And so it was always sort of like, we really enjoyed it. Like that outdoors lifestyle that Australia offers, and the opportunities that and experiences that the Scouts and Army Cadets gave us. And we thought, hey, this is really a lot of fun. How can I turn this into a full-time job? And that's how we planted that, that seed was planted, and how we progressed into the full-time Defence Force. And yeah, so that's how it all started. When I was a young 19-year-old rifleman down at Kapuka, and then 20 years later as a lieutenant commander in the Navy.
And you still think it's fun?
Every day is an adventure. So like there's always new experiences. I'm always learning. I've seen more countries if I was a civilian and traveling. But I think with the Defence Force, you get to see different countries that normally wouldn't be on the, like on your, in your normal like spectrum. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I've been to Afghanistan, East Timor, Iraq. I've been in Sri Lanka and India, in Malaysia, Indonesia. And yeah, so my desk changes every year. And I love it. I love that about the Defence Force.
How was going back to India? Was it a different emotion? Did it revoke some emotions that your forefathers came from that land?
Yeah, it did actually, because it was always on my bucket list was to go back to India, because there's a huge, big ties for Indians in Fiji back to motherland India. And yeah, it was, I just felt like, it was a really good experience, and I could relate a lot to it. And so it was a really good time, and especially engaging with the Indian Defence Force. They saw my name, Chandra. I was able to build a rapport with them straight away, and also showed them, hey, like, yeah, there's lots of Indians in the Australian Defence Force as well.
You were in Fiji recently on a mission. And how was it going back and serving the country as an Australian defence person?
Yeah, it was really good returning back to Fiji, because last time I went there was on a holiday to see the family pre-COVID, and I wasn't sure when I could return back to Fiji again. But when the cyclone hit and we're moving from Sydney to Brisbane, then towards Suva on the 19th of December, we're moving into an area that we never, an environment that we never worked with before. So the Australian Defence Force was providing a humanitarian aid disaster relief in a pandemic. So it was unknown territory. And so we had the two key stakeholders were the Fijian people and also the Australians, because we had to look after our forces on board the ship, but also look after Fiji as well, because they, at that time, they had 250 days plus without any community-acquired COVID, but at the same time, they needed support to help with the kickstart of the rebuild of Vanuatu. And so it was good in a way that I was returning back to Fiji to help my home, like mother country. We knew that strategically, and also as a close partner with Fiji, that hey, we're doing the right thing. We need to go back to Fiji and help our partner, because they really needed us. And what HMS Adelaide can provide is a lot of lift capability. We're able to push a lot of vehicles forward without a, we can produce fresh water ashore. We can launch 6 helicopters and lift a lot of building materials ashore as well. And also got landing craft to push a lot of that building equipment to these islands that are quite remote. And if it wasn't for HMS Adelaide, it would take at least the Fijian government 3 to 6 months or 9 months to where we got them in 2 to 4 weeks time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So coming back to the question, how is your relationship with Fiji?
Oh, it's probably at a high. I think I've seen both sides of it. I've seen how like it was in the early 2000 and then went deteriorate a little bit in 2010 for many reasons. But at the lowest level, Fijians and Australians have always been good friends. And I think it was a bit strained at the high levels. But from our recent engagement with the Fijian government, while on the recent deployment on Operation Fiji Assist, it's all been positive. And I think there were two good things out of Operation Fiji Assist. One was rebuilding two schools and helping with the infrastructure of the people in Vanuatu. And the second was the partnership that we just confirmed that we had with Fiji and just strengthening those ties that we had with the Fijian government.
What is your message to those migrants, to those families who are moving to Australia and hope to join Australian Defence Force someday?
One thing, Australia is a great country. We'll welcome everyone. It gives you lots of opportunities. And I think it's important that, yes, make the most of your new country, but also hang on to the ties that you have in your old country as well, because we don't want to lose all those experiences that you have from your previous life in your country of origin, because that's what makes Australia great. We are so multicultural and so diverse, and that's the beauty about Australia. And there are lots of opportunities. And the good thing is that it doesn't matter if you're from Fiji or you're from China or anywhere in the world, if you're male or female, if you have a disability, Australia can give you lots of opportunities for yourself and for your children and your great-grandchildren. So, embrace it, enjoy it. Probably that's a good message to people migrating over to Australia. Like, don't lose your mother tongue. That's one of my regrets, is growing up in Nowra and then getting on, as the years go on, not hanging on to that second language. It's so valuable, even as a nurse practitioner, because that's my job and my profession. Being able to engage with a patient or being able to engage with another country because you can talk to each other in the same language is so valuable. And it's one of my bucket list things to do now is get back to my roots and learn how to speak Hindi, and it's really important for me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Take care. Bye.